Welcome back to Al Mashriq on Radio Islam International, and a very warm welcome to our guest, Brother Idris Khamisa. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My most beloved Maulana, how are you?
Very, very well, alhamdulillah. Allah shukar, Idris bhai, how are you keeping?
Me, alhamdulillah. You know, in life, we go through many, many challenges. Sometimes people forget that when you have a public profile like yourself and me, that sometimes in life, you know, you have friends, and sometimes you think people are friends, and you got to deal with all the dynamics. It's the thing that we need to understand, that you cannot make everyone happy, and people would perceive you differently. Some people might perceive you as to be heartless, some people might perceive you to be loving, and that's the nature of life, and we got to go ahead and continue to do what's right, and also improve on yourself, because we are human beings, we're not perfect, and I speak to people that if you are involved in the community, you never do it for gratitude, you do it because pleasing to Allah, and you must be able to deal with maturity, the detractors, people who may not like the way you say and do things, because you cannot be everything for everyone, you know. So I thought I'd just share that for a moment.
That is a very, very important point, and we sometimes overstretched also because of the different activities and different things and people that we have to see to. And, you know, it was by just yesterday realizing this, that sometimes it happens that you are expected of people to deliver or do a certain thing, but you are just caught up with so many different other things that it's practically impossible to make everybody happy.
Yes, true. You know, I mean, the thing is, the, you know, I speak for myself just to validate it, you know. I mean, I get calls all the time for people for help. I get SMS messages, emails, but I cannot respond to everyone, you know. And I think also what's important is this, that, you know, in life, what is critical, that when people themselves must also accept responsibility of what's going on in their life, and they mustn't blame other people for what's going on. And I know of instances of people that were quite vibrant personalities in the community, and when they went through some degrees of impediment or frustration, they decided to get into a cocoon and cut themselves off, you know. And I tell you, and I say this in a very personal note, that there are times I say to myself, you know what, how long can I continue to do what I'm doing to help people, you know, and how long can you continue to do this, you know? And it's a heavy burden on your heart. It's not easy listening to people's problems. And then you've got people, you know, minds that are so warped also, that would interpret things differently. But anyway, but that's the idea. You see, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never ever did anything to be an appeaser. And what was not said about him, and really he transcended all of those things. His prime concern was really that whatever he does it to please Allah, but not trying to hurt anyone in the process. And people need to understand that. And we as a ummah, and I say it with all the humility I can muster, that we need to understand who we are. We need to take responsibilities for our marriages. We need to take responsibilities for our children. Because all these responsibilities are not a part-time thing, it's a full-time thing, that we need to listen with empathy. We need to get involved in our community and community structures, not for name and fame, but to do it because you can feel you can make a contribution. And you don't get your sons involved in an organization because they are your sons. Perhaps they're not worthy to be there in this organization. And also when you employ anyone, you employ someone who can make a meaningful contribution to the organization. No, you don't employ someone because he's going to be the yes man. And we need to have a robust debate. We need not to harbor any malice. And you've got an issue, against anyone, you tackle the person instead of bad-mouthing the person as an individual. And I learned this, Maulana. I learned this, through the work I'm doing, that if you listen to one person's perspective about any situation, you think that everyone else is diabolical, they're demonic, and they're evil. But when you hear the full picture, you realize that person is no different. So I think it's very, very important. I think sometimes we forget that we are, when you die, that you're going to meet our Creator. And also, I think what's said is sometimes the scandals people spread about people, demonizing innocent people, whether it's a male or a female. And we do it. And I think, therefore, my message to people, if anyone tells me anything diabolical about another person, firstly, listen to gossip. Worse still, it might be a slander. But you need to ascertain whether that's true or not. You know, you cannot entertain a negative thought about someone else purely judged by one person's anger and his perception. And so that's very, very important. And I share this because it's part of what I do. And we are living it in very, very sad times when it comes to this year, you know. And when family members, instead of their supporting each other, they themselves become antagonistic towards a member of the family purely because of certain allegations made by other people. And also I want to say that whether you're a scholar or not a scholar, whether you like me or not like me, we are human beings, we are going to make mistakes, and Allah is aware of it, therefore He is so merciful. And so we should not judge people, we should not make value judgments, because we have no idea, how the person is going to end off. There are people that sometimes society might have disowned them, but they have, you know, perhaps the most noble death, dying on the Laylatul Qadr night, dying in Makkah, Medina, dying with such sense of iman, such humility. There's a perception, for example, of some people, and we say, no, these people are terrible people. But once you get to know from members of the family, you learn that they get up at tahajjud. You learn, and this is quite emotional, as I learned of one person that used to feed the street people in the town unbeknown to anyone except her family. She used to do it. Yet, some members of the community did not have a favorable image about her. So we do not know what is it that brings us closest to. We do not know what would please Allah, and that would be a tipping point for you for Jannah, or what on the other extreme might be a tipping point, no matter how good you think you are, might be tipping you to Jahannam. So I think this is a very, very important thing, really fundamental. And I want to say to people, today especially those that are going through marital issues, I can say this, I've learned this, that the couples themselves can deal with it on their own. They don't need a counselor. Really, they need to deal with it on their own. The issue arises, you deal with it, you have open communication, you're wrong, you say sorry, then the other partner must not remind the person of that aberration, of the mistake that person has made. Please, my brothers, please, my sisters, I'm saying this to you from my heart, because we cannot go on and on like this. Our homes should be happy places, bastions of hope and joy, not places of adversarial relationships. You know, I cannot understand how men and women separate their beds and sleep in separate rooms, and the kids grow up not knowing the love that the mother and father are supposed to share. You cannot go and badmouth your wife, and especially when it's a slander. And even if you may be right, you do not do that. You protect each other. Protect each other's integrity. It seems that we have a disease in our community that we want to, in inverted commas, expose people for your own ends, as it were. Whether it's for your own name and fame, whatever it is, why we do these things? Is that the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What have we learned, you know? So, Maulana, I just thought, I'll just get this off my chest. I feel much better. I know you, if no one is listening, I know you're listening with love and empathy on the other side.
Yes, it is definitely listening to you and sharing in your pain and, feeling what you are going through. It must be really taxing and taking a toll, but But I'm sure the rewards of seeing a happy family or a couple reunited, the children returning to parents, must be all worth it.
You know, I tell you this, you know, I'm quite emotional about this, and I don't take things personally. You know, I tried to help a family, and I got a message from someone in the family. They said to me, I'm a heartless person. I replied to the family. I just said to them, Jazakumullah for sharing your observation. And I said one or two things, and I said to them, you know, it's a real pity you do not know the whole picture. That one. Now, when you go through this, but I said to myself, and I say it again, I'll continue to help people. I'll continue to help people, even if helping someone breaks my heart and I die in the process. I'll continue to help people. When I can help, I would help. And when I cannot help, I try to use the prophetic methodology to point the person in the right direction. I know I'm no angel. I'm not perfect. And Allah knows you better than all of you do. Perhaps I'm not worthy to be participating in the radio program. I'm not worthy to help people. But Allah knows. Allah has put me here, and I'll continue to do this. Whether they are detractors or not, we are not here to appease people. But we are human, you know. We are human. We are human. And as our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that far worse to break the Kaaba is to break the heart of the believer. And we never do this. We never do this. If you have an issue about anyone, instead of bad-mouthing that person, confront him and say, you know what, this is what I think about you. This is what I think, I suspect about you. Don't go on bad-mouth, right? And then you have other people who listen to it who are very, very gullible. So this is the nature of work. So I want to tell people, I want to say this to the scholars and everyone else. When you are involved in a public, you have a public portfolio, when you're doing things for the community, do not expect any gratitude, because in the end, it will frustrate you. You'll have your low moments, but you continue to pursue. It's a jihad today to do good in the community. It's a jihad. And people will judge you, and that's part of life. And may Allah forgive those who are scandalous, who are negative, who gossip monger, who have nothing else to do, who do not have the courage but to confront you as an individual. And so I say, you know what, we'll continue to do this. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
Welcome back to Al Mashriq on Radio Islam. And I think we have Brother Idris on the line with us. Idris, by welcome back.
Alhamdulillah. You know, this was like a kind of enforced separation, and I didn't like it.
Yeah, I don't know what the phone lines don't want us to be together.
No, but we can transcend those lines. Don't worry. Inshallah.
I think if we start a radio station in this, it's just going to be on spiritual levels. We'll broadcast direct to the hearts.
Alhamdulillah, inshallah, ameen.
Ameen. Yes, it is. There were very important, pertinent points that you brought up. And I mentioned that hadith to you, where Rasulullah said it's better to remain with people and make sabr with them instead of secluding oneself and not mixing with people at all.
No, absolutely, absolutely. And that's it. You mustn't give up. Because if we cut ourselves off, that means we are doing it for the people, you're not doing it for Allah.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. And that reflects on our intention.
Absolutely. No, I just felt, you know, and it was I had no idea I'm going to share this, but I mean, this just came out, you know, and this is how Allah's plan, you know. And inshallah, we don't know, you know, in the end, if someone's lives change and whatnot, already someone sent me a message, you know, and alhamdulillah, this is how it goes. And we make dua that Allah guides us, gives us strength, and, you know, gives us integrity and sincerity in our purpose, and that we continue to, in this jihad, to do good, and inshallah, and Allah forgive us for the mistakes we make, for omission and our commission, inshallah.
Inshallah, Aziz. Okay, Idris bhai, jazakumullah khairan for your time. Today we will...
Allah bless you. We'll talk again soon. You take care, my most beloved brother.
Inshallah.
Right?
You too. Okay. Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shukran jazilan to Idris. Khamisa, shukran to my studio operator, Brother Osama, and then Brother Sameh Jad. And shukran especially to you who is listening at home. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.